Nolte, Andrew Breitbart exposed Terry Moran long before his career-ending TDS meltdown. By John Nolte on June 11, 2025. The freshly fired Terry Moran was always a scourge against truth and always a palace guard for the left. So I'm thrilled he exposed who he truly is in that Sunday tweet, and thrilled he's finally been fired. Here's video from 14 years ago of Moran making the mistake of attempting to race bait Andrew Breitbart with a typical false premise. ABC has blocked the video from playing on this site. Watch it here. Partial transcript. Future obscure podcaster Terry Moran, 52% of those who support the Tea Party say that too much has been made of the problems facing black people in this country, compared to 28% who. Andrew Breitbart, why are you going along with the Obama administration's narrative to try and make the Tea Party about race when there's no evidence to suggest that this is part of the movement? Future obscure podcaster Terry Moran, it's a 2-to-1 opinion. Andrew Breitbart, racism has nothing to do with the Tea Party movement. But the fact that you're trying to manufacture it is offensive to me. Future obscure podcaster Terry Moran, I'm just asking about a data point. Andrew Breitbart, what did I just tell you about the data points that were crafted during the Monica Lewinsky scandal? When they try to control and find that place that they can stoke and prod, to try and create something that doesn't exist. This is manufactured. This is why. A great amount, polling, this is why so many people can't stand the mainstream media, and why there's a hardcore animosity toward the media that is equal to the animosity towards Congress. It's fascinating to remember that before he was fired this week, for 28 years, ABC News sold future obscure podcaster Terry Moran as an objective reporter. And here he is shamelessly doing President Obama's bidding using some dumb data point to smear the Tea Party movement as racist. If you remember those years, even though the Tea Party had zero to do with race and everything to do with getting government spending under control, Obama and the corporate media mercilessly retaliated by smearing millions of these everyday people as racists. That's all they had. They certainly couldn't make a case for their agenda. So, you had ABC News and future obscure podcaster Terry Moran whipping out a non sequitur to aid and abet Obama's smear campaign. Oh, and you can count me among those who believe too much has been made of the problems black people face in America. But back then, these regime media tactics worked. But now. You fast forward to today, and your faith is restored in the American people. Because Terry Moran is unemployed, and while it might have taken longer than we wished, the corporate media as a whole are currently paying a very heavy price for these fascist tactics. Thanks to people like Andrew Breitbart who encouraged Americans to fight back against the media, who taught us how to fight back, who launched what would become an online army called New Media, and who, and this was the most important thing, told millions of normal people they were not alone in their disgust of the media, everything has changed. The corporate media's Terry Morans no longer have the trust of the people or the influence to sway public opinion. They burned themselves out and exposed who they are to oppose the new media revolution. And now all Terry Moran can do in response is jump on X to light his career on fire. And now, all the rancid media can do is try to gaslight us into believing our eyes are lying about video after video of Democrats rioting in Democrat-run cities. And now, Donald Trump is enjoying a triumphant second term backed by the will of the majority. Teehee. The corporate media will never recover the thing they desire most, the power to influence public opinion. Thanks in large part to Andrew Breitbart putting himself out there to create inspiring moments like this one. It's a whole new world from 14 years ago, and we're not going back. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.